Utah has dropped in the rankings from number 3 in the nation to 8th this year for small business optimism. Brad Plotho is the vice president of marketing and communications at Womply, a small business analytics company. He said optimism is up from 79% to 83% of small business owners saying they're optimistic about their business prospects for the upcoming year.
That's largely just because optimism across the board is higher.
So how can small business optimism apply to local and national economics?
So nationally, we saw that if a business owner is optimistic, they're 2 times more likely to hire new employees, they're 3 times more likely to give raises, they're 4 times more likely to expand their inventories. Those are all things that drive economic value.
Utah did slip in the percentage of business owners with the intent to hire category. Plotho says this could be caused by recent trends of more jobs being available in the state than there are people to fill them. Another weakness in the state of Utah, according to Plotho, is many small independent business owners say laws and regulations are not friendly to small businesses.
Utah actually ranked out very poorly there. Only 6% of business owners in Utah said that the state regulatory and legal environment is friendly to small businesses. That's 46 out of 50 states. So there could be some businesses who feel like, in spite of all the great things that are happening in Utah with the economy, a lot of the momentum we have, that maybe the small business environment isn't where it should be, so maybe they're not looking to hire as much because of that.
Bringing in large companies and still supporting small independent businesses is a difficult thing to balance, according to Plotho. Although this is a trend nationally, he believes small businesses are the fabric that drive positive growth economically and socially. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tigert.